Welcome back to Range Anxiety TV. We're on our 4x4 roll at the moment. And what is better if you're into towing, going bush, spending money on diesel, than an LC200, Australia's favourite king of the road? I mean, I like 300 series as well, but there are some people dyed in the wool that just 200, 200, 200. V8, mate, you know? I'm old enough to remember when these things went from six cylinder to V8 in the 100 series onwards. And there was a big uproar then. V8's gonna be no good. And now there's a big uproar on the next generation of owners going, V6 is gonna be no good. Either way, you just gotta remember one thing: Land Cruisers are good. Now this engine in particular is a 4.5 litre V8. It's a 1VD. Sounds a bit more, and this is for my listener Rebecca that doesn't like the dad jokes. Sounds like some sort of STD, doesn't it, a 1VD? And it could be, because these things go like the clappers. Get it? Right. Even more so when they're tuned, and that's what we're doing today. So this is a really nice example. It's a 20 model. We put it on the dyno, we run it stock, we read it, we ID it, we adjust the file, put it back in, tune it. You know, just like we do any other car or diesel. Now, difference is these things have got a really flary transmission on the dyno. They tend to stall up harder than anything else. A lot of it's due to the torque, the weight, the way the converter's set from the factory, right? But we have a little trick up our sleeve. Before we dyno them, we flash the transmission control unit with a non-kickdown lockup map for fourth gear, so that we don't get all of that flaring that normally ruins the shape of the dyno curves on these things. So we lock the transmission up in fourth and we actually get to do some, or read a proper result out of the 1VD. So with that in mind, we're gonna get onto this, we'll give it a run, we'll give it a tune up. Obviously when we're finished tuning it, we put our revised transmission shifting program in it. That's for towing. Drops them into sixth gear earlier, so you don't have to do 120, but I think this model does that anyway, the later ones. But we also apply the torque converter lock earlier, so that when you're towing, it just tows more efficiently and uses less fuel, which is, you know, one part of it with diesel being over $2 a litre. So let's get the laptop plugged in, wave the magic wizard wand all over it, and let's see what we can coax from this big black bad boy. Now, Japanese diesels, as a rule, particularly the big V motors, tend to differ quite a lot from their European cousins. European diesels, as a rule, are generally more revvy than these things. They make less torque down low and more power up high. They respond a bit more like a petrol motor when you look at them. You know, the Porsche V6s, like a Porsche V6 Cayenne 3-litre will make nearly as much peak power as this thing, or more in some instances, but obviously nowhere near the torque. It's a different sort of design methodology they use when they're setting them up, with turbocharger sizing, quarter straight ratios, all of those really boring things that make motors so interesting if you're into motors and not batteries. I'm into batteries. However, this one here runs stock with the lockup program in it, 143 kilowatts at a leisurely 3,047 RPM. This is actually measured directly off the vehicle, so that RPM is extremely accurate. And then it goes sort of flat from 2,900 through to 3.5. It's a pretty cool thing. Air fuel ratios in the 17.79. So let's just say 17.5 to 18 to 1, which is quite conservative. Torque, again, it does pick up a bit against the converter, not massively, like that would hump hugely if we didn't have it locked. But you know, mid 500s to starting out at 580 or 590. So overall, that's not bad, but let's see what a tune does to it. Bring it up, Gazza. Boom. Now, the first thing you notice, forget about the power and torque for a minute, we're achieving huge gains with stock fuel mixtures. So that's great. That means your exhaust gas temperatures stay the same as they did, you know? So there's no overheating the diesel engine, which they don't like overly rich mixtures. They make plenty of power and they blow plenty of smoke, and they also blow up if you do that. So a nice conservative mixture, and we're able to take it, like, you know, what did the thing make peak before? 143, Gareth. We're making that, instead of at 3,000, we're making that at 2,300 now, or 2,350. That's how much these things improve. And then it runs away to a peak of 166.8 kilowatts at the wheels. That's a massive gain. That's a great gain. And, you know, great for overtaking when you've got a van on the back, should you want to pursue such activities. Even better, though, is the torque. So if we go back here into the meat of it, you know, at 2,500, we've made 130 to 140 newton meters more torque. Now, you're going to feel that. This is no longer a 4.5. This drives like a 5.5 or 6 litre. But it will do so, because it's so much more efficient now, it'll do so using quite a bit less fuel. These things are, LC200s, are known for getting a bit on the tooth, a bit thirsty, you know, needing a bit of a drink when they're towing. I've heard numbers up in the mid 25 litres per 100 pulling 3.5 ton, you know, so this should bring that down a few litres per 100 and keep everything nice and safe and sensible still. King of the road, of course it is, till a Cybertruck comes out. I mean, hang on, that's never coming here anyway. Thanks, Alona. Had to drop in a Tesla reference. King of the road, yes. Not a bad rig, big, comfortable, quiet, and now has more grunt than Paul Keating's pig farm. So that's what you need. This is what we like doing down here. So thank you for listening or watching Range Anxiety TV. We'll be back with something a little different in the next episode.